Yes, we're looking ahead to New Year's, to New Year's Eve. But you don't have to be Obama to think about what's ahead in 2011. And we're going to talk about the year in science in a few minutes. But science certainly isn't on everybody's mind in thinking about what happened in 2010 or what's going to happen. We've been collecting stories from you. You've been telling us what 2010 meant to you by calling, posting to our site, being our friend on Facebook, using that iPhone app that we announced this year. That was a milestone for The Takeaway. Let's find out what the Takeaway listeners are saying meant the most to them this year and looking ahead.
This is Lori from Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. My year was marked by the death of my parents. My mother was diagnosed with lung cancer in January and died in March. She was 76 years old. My father could not bear to live without her and stopped going to dialysis. 3 weeks later, he died. They were married for 57 years.
Now, that's not necessarily characteristic of all the stories of our listeners for 2010, but it certainly is characteristic of the motivation of so many of our listeners to share great stories. She called 877-8-MY-TAKE. There were a lot of losses for many people, but for others, 2010 was a year of change and happiness.
My name's Christy Burcham. I'm calling from Oklahoma City. 2010 was the year that I finally got the guts to leave a good-paying job with insurance and start my own business. And so far, we've been able to pay the bills and eat, so I call it a success.
This is Tom, and the last 10 years have been the most amazing of my life. I was living in New York City around year 2000 when my mother had passed away, and then, of course, we had 9/11. And then about 2002, I met a woman who had a son, and meeting both of them changed my life because up until that time, I was working as a stand-up comedian. I realized after meeting her son that I really like working with children. Now I'm in school to become an early childhood education teacher. And then in 2008, I bought a house, which was a lifelong dream.
Yeah, stand-up is tough. Comedy is hard, that's what they say. You can share your own story by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stories of love and reinvention, that's true for Natasha in Miami, who wrote to us, "Biggest moment of my year," this is a classic, "giving up on true love only to find it when I least expected and with someone I would never have considered, and my resolution for 2011, find a better job and to get into grad school so I can start a career." Sort of when Harry met Sally and then went to grad school there. I love that plot. In the past year, we debuted a new way you can reach us, our iPhone app that I mentioned a moment ago. With it, you can take pictures or record audio and video and send it our way. Listen to these two stories.
Hi, this is Lisa Martinez from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. This year, my New Year's resolution is to not fall for a loser. Had a couple bad years, so I'm going to keep my eyes open this one.
What says 2010 to me is seen in the photograph that I submitted showing my partner, Manabu Takasawa, and my dog, Bagel, sitting on a rock at Beavertail State Park in Jamestown, Rhode Island, and reminds me of what's truly important in the world.
Dog named Bagel, good. Falling for losers, bad. Oh, just taking a note there. Yeah, if you want to reach us, Stephen from Joplin, Missouri, sent a picture of a local TV news set. He said, "After desperately seeking a job for a year during the end of my senior semester of high school, I finally got hired as a cameraman at a local television station in southwest Missouri. Now paying for college will be a little less stressful." Congratulations there, Steve. Remember, if you don't have an iPhone, you can always send us stories and pictures through our website or go to Facebook. Kristen from Lincoln, Rhode Island. "My resolution is to remember the birthdays of people in my family without scrambling at the last minute to get a card or a present like I did so often this year." Now, that's a good, practical resolution. Send us yours.